Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. An effort to refurbish the stained glass and wall art of Monroe St. Matthew Catholic Church is supported in a heritage ball coming up this Friday. Share on the restoration project and the benefit is Elisa Lear and David Sonia. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Well, I guess just kind of getting underway with everything that's been going on. And Elisa, tell us about what's been taking place at the church.
Well, recently at the church, we've, of course, been working on the old St. Matthew gym where the high school was removed and is now gone. The gym is now part of the St. Matthew Catholic Church, and we're calling it the St. Matthew Community Center. That's where the event will take place. And we have new lights that have been refurbished and are up in the center there. And, of course, different things, little things are happening as we get ready for the dance this Friday.
Where are you in the process when we talk about the restoration effort that's going on?
Well, David mentioned earlier that restoration is ongoing at St. Matthew. It was this building that we're in now. The church itself was 1905, David?
First Mass was December 27th, 1905.
So it's an ongoing process. The building itself is over 100 years old, and St. Matthew has been here for 160, 65 years. So the stained glass windows need to be open to the public. We need to redo the coverings. And one of the things that we're focused on this year, of course, is the wall that has the small stained glass of the Virgin Mary, the Blessed Mother. And there was some rain damage, and the painting, the sheaves of wheat, the lilies, they've been damaged, and we're going to have to go to an artisan that knows what to do to repaint this and take care of that.
Yeah. For those who may not be familiar, share on some of the other displays, some of the scenery that's seen in the stained glass and the wall art.
Oh, we have some amazing saints. I can't give you the list. We have a wonderful walking guided tour that we're working on. So hopefully within the next 10 to 12 months, Dick Morrison and Wendell Manning and all the rest of us that work there in the church will be able to come in. Oh, and of course, Scott Brandel will be able to come up with all of the saints so that you can walk through that and see. But we will have tours during this event on Friday from 6 at 6 o'clock and then at 6:30. Dick Morrison, one of our parishioners that's been there for several years, is going to give everybody a guided tour of the stained glass, and he'll individually name the saints. But we have some beautiful stained glass windows.
David, you mentioned the first Mass happening just after the 1900s. The church is on the historical register. Tell us about how did that acknowledgement occur?
That happened, I think, back in 1976, whenever there was a big push all over the country to rename or to name historical buildings. And St. Matthew's, dating back for so long, of course, you know, fit that feature as to coming online.
One of the things you mentioned, you know, when you talk about, you know, the costs that have gone into us, it's really ongoing in trying to get everything covered in the process that's going on.
Yeah, and it seems like every time you have one area that you get happy with, you know, you have something else that you think, oh my gosh, we, you know, we got to tackle this. It's kind of like you replace the carpet and then you realize, well, you know, we got to replace the walls now or change the walls. And, you know, on the stained glass, I mean, they're so absolutely beautiful. But you only see that from the inside.
Right.
And, you know, the eventual goal is to replace the panes that's protecting the glass from the outside. And right now they're opaque and you really cannot even see them. And, you know, we want to clear coat them to where you can actually see the stained glass. Whenever you light up the church from the inside, you can see the stained glass from the outside.
And part of that process in covering the cost is the Heritage Ball coming up on Friday. Tell us about that.
That's correct. It's coming up on Friday night. Starts at 6 p.m. Tickets are $35 per person, and that gets you in the door, gets you all the food, all the drinks that's there. We're going to have plenty of people that are going to provide food for us. Gino's has the meatballs coming. Janusa's, Muffalettas. Gene Cott's has chicken tenders. Mangini's has a roasted pig. And we're also going to have red beans and rice, jambalaya, chicken and gumbo. And Johnny's Pizza will have pizzas available that are in heart shapes. So thank you for Johnny's Pizza. For Valentine's Day.
For us men who may need a last-minute gift.
Right.
Right.
And it's very, I mean, you will not be able to get in anywhere else in town for $35, have all the food covered. And, I mean, we're going to have beer, of course, and wine as well. And
Love Potion number 9.
Oh, and some drink called Love Potion number 9 that I missed last year. I don't know how. And that's being provided by a person that had a heart transplant last year.
One of our committee members. His heart will be a year old on February the 16th. Ronnie Platt, God bless you. And he is our bartender, one of our bartenders. So, I mean, what a blessing.
Yeah, one of the highlights coming up is the music entertainment.
That's correct. We're going to have Lisa Spann and company. Lisa's a resident of the area, and she obviously puts on a great show. A lot of people just come to the event just to see her. So we're really looking forward to having her. We're very blessed that her date was open for our date. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited about that.
Elisa, when we look at the project that is going on, what stands out about this and the importance about restoring this work?
Well, St. Matthew Catholic Church has been a part of the community for such an amazing time. And so many of us that are from Louisiana noticed that downtown kind of went away for a while. And there's a huge encouragement, and resurgence in saving downtown Monroe. You see beautiful things happening. So the fact that St. Matthew Catholic Church is a part of that and that we want to stay there, we want to tell you we're here forever and ever. Amen. So come join us. Help us keep this building going. She's beautiful and worth the effort.
Well, how can you find out more about the restoration project or the fundraiser coming up?
323-8788 or 791-0408.
Heritage Ball coming up Valentine's at St. Matthew's Catholic Church. Elisa Lear and David Sonia with the church and coordinating the project. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for having us.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.